advantage of it.
Lots of stuff.
And then I was going to tell you all, too, a little bit. I'm sure you've heard about Christmas in the Ville that we are kicking off this year. So the Chamber is super excited to be presenting Christmas in the Ville with Sutterfield Financial Group. So Christmas in the Ville is anchored by an ice skating rink north of the Chamber Depot, which is at 2nd and Keeler. There'll be a live nativity scene, live entertainment, carolers, ice skating, movies in the park, yard games, and a lot more. And then we got a little notice, too, that we might be having some Santa sightings on Saturdays. So definitely bring your kids and your family and come down and see us. On November 30th, we'll be doing a kickoff, too, and lighting the Chamber Christmas tree. And with that, we'll be doing a merchant crawl, which is really exciting. So we'll be having a lot of our businesses in downtown that you can run by to and kind of go through all the stores. And so we're really excited about it.
Yes.
And when does Christmas in the Ville start?
Oh, yes. Sorry. So our kickoff is November 30th to our members. And then it's open to the public December 1st through December 23rd. And we are open on Thursdays and Fridays from 6 to 10 p.m. And then Saturdays and Sundays from 1 to 10 p.m.
Oh, so a lot of events going on. I'm trying to write this all down here.
Yeah.
November 2nd, November 15th, October 26th, November 30th, November 30th, December 1st through the 23rd. A lot of things going on. Starting all the way from the top, business after hours. This is the Bartlesville Chamber of Commerce, but we're going to Dewey. So do you guys do more for I guess, local area? I mean, Dewey's like a mile, 2 miles up.
Right. But kind of we're regional. It's Bartlesville Regional Chamber of Commerce. Okay. So, yes, we are Bartlesville and Dewey.
And so for all the members who are young, kind of like me, and who don't understand necessarily what Chamber of Commerce does, what does the Chamber of... Yeah, I know. They're looking at me like I should know this. What does the Chamber of Commerce do? How does it benefit people around here?
Okay. Well, we support... we're member-based. So if you're a Chamber member, we support you. We support small businesses, large businesses. We help them promote their businesses, make connections, a lot of networking. We do lots of events for networking. We legislative, we keep them updated on the things that are coming, you know, through on that, and just really support our local businesses. We have a huge shop local, because if you shop here, we're going to keep our money here and keep those businesses in business. So we really just stand behind them to keep that here in Bartlesville.
And part of the Christmas in the Ville as well, kind of playing on the Shop Local campaign that we do every year, we have done a coupon book this year for Christmas in the Ville. So it has a lot of our local businesses have offered coupons to us to give to the community. So every time someone returns a pair of skates, they'll get a coupon book, which we are hoping to just kind of support people shopping local and staying here this Christmas season and keep our tax dollars here.
Right.
In a good way, make sure people don't run off those skates.
Exactly.
We have a lot of businesses, local businesses. If you drive down downtown Bartlesville, the bustling metropolis that it is, you see there's stores just on both sides, just tons of them. What kind of businesses do we have here in Bartlesville? I mean, a little bit of everything, but kind of run down what we have.
Oh, wow.
Retail shops and stuff.
Yeah, we have everything. Everything from boutiques to, manufacturing companies. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's the difference between a boutique and a shop?
Boutiques are typically locally owned.
Okay.
And I think they're just different words for the same thing,
I
essentially.
Think they're the same thing.
I'm just wondering. Learn something every day.
I would think they're the same thing. Yeah.
Okay, so a lot of things going on in Bartlesville, and so you mentioned to me you kind of a regional thing, so you service, I guess, Dewey as well.
Yes.
Is that kind of the extent of the reach, or does it go further than that?
We have a few members maybe from Tulsa or Nevada even, not too much farther than that.
Yeah.
But a little bit of everything, and up top towards Dewey, going down their street, they have all sorts of boutiques.
They do.
And shops as well.
Antiques, yeah.
They have a very cute downtown.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, looking forward to that.
So that's coming up November 2nd. I believe you mentioned it's a monthly thing. Business After Hours is.
Yes.
Where did the idea for this thing kind of start from?
I think the Chamber's been doing that for years and years. It's a very popular event with us. We always have about 125 attend. And they always have food and beverage, and it's held at a different place. Mm-hmm. Last month was at Chenoweth & Cohen. Next month's at Cherokee Casino. So it can be anywhere from a bank to we're doing the crawl, you know, in Dewey. So it's a great place to get members into your business if you hold one, and it's a great place for connecting.
Yeah.
Okay. And let's talk about members for a moment there. How do people/businesses become members of the Chamber of Commerce if they're not already?
Yeah, so we have a pretty simple application process. So literally you just come in and kind of fill out an application. We have a great staff who will help you out. If you have any questions, we can help you fill it out. You can also fill it out online at bartizol.com. There's a little drop down on there that you can fill it out, and it's pretty simple, pretty straightforward.
Yeah. We'll take care of you. Well, yeah. First thing we do is a ribbon cutting, get you, you know, out there with that, and go from there and share all the benefits with you.
Everyone loves good ribbon cutting.
Yeah.
Looking at our time, we're going to take a quick little break here. We'll come back. More Community Connection on the way.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process in which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
And we're back, Community Connection, K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3. We're talking about business after hours, before the break. During the break, we're talking about some other exciting things that are going on, and Christmas is almost here. It's basically Halloween already, which means Thanksgiving's here and Christmas is already here. It's all running together.
Yeah. It is.
Christmas in the Ville is coming up for members, if I have this correctly, November 30th,
yes.
December 1st through 23rd for all the other common folk out there, the rest of us. Nativity scene, ice skating rink. Tons of entertainment,
yes.
Santa Claus possibly,
yes,
if everyone's been
sure.
good
yeah.
this year. And some other things are going on with the ice skating rinks that we're talking about during the break. Let's watch that.
Yeah, so we also have private parties that you can rent the rink exclusively for an hour and a half, too, for birthday parties, reunions, for your coworkers, whatever you want to do, for any type of guests you want to bring, which includes hot chocolate, and you'll have a chamber staff or a volunteer that will be there to help you. Mm-hmm. So one of us will be there with you. And then all your skates will obviously be included, too. So if you're interested in that, give us a call at the chamber. We also have ice skating lessons, which is super cool. So when we announced Christmas in the Ville, we were really excited to find out that we have a professional ice skater here in town from Canada. She's super sweet. Her name's Melody, and she's going to be offering some ice skating lessons on our rink for all of us who, you know, have lived in Oklahoma all of our life and have never had the opportunity to do that. So if you're interested in that, definitely give me a call, Kenzie, at the chamber. And our number is 918-336-8708. You can give me a call, and I can get you the schedule and get you signed up. There's adult and children lessons. So we're super excited about it, and definitely follow us on Facebook as well, and it's Bartlesville Christmas in the Ville on Facebook.
So all the updates will be going through Facebook for all of our Facebook
yes.
users out there.
Yeah.
Well, very cool. A lot of exciting things. You know, it's a fun time of the year to go ice skating, and of course, hot chocolate. It was already like 30 this morning, warming up just a little bit. So that's coming up. Are you kind of the director of all this? Are you kind of the person that's been putting it all together?
It's the whole chamber staff. So
okay.
it's all
yes.
of us
okay.
at the chamber, and we have a just all of us there.
Yep, she's shaking her head. She's like, yeah, it's all me. It's definitely nobody else is helping. No, it's all it's everybody out here.
Yeah. We have a great staff. We have a small staff. Yes. And so this is a huge festival for us to be putting on, but we have an awesome staff and everyone's really came together to make this happen for the community.
Well, I know we're looking forward to it. It's exciting. Christmas time's coming up. Before then, other events happening. Speed Networking, October 26th. Mm-hmm. Pretty straightforward for that. Women in Business, explain that a little bit. November 15th, I believe.
Okay. This is our fifth year to do Women in Business. We meet at Hillcrest Country Club, and so we have a speaker come in, and we've had speakers that have, we've had Lori Fulbright, we've had Jill Donovan, we've had speakers speak on etiquette, we've had speakers speak on how to keep your office clean. I mean, we just do everything, how to start a business. I mean, we've just had every topic you could think of. So we come and we eat first, and then we have door prizes and sponsors, and then we have a speaker. So it's from 11:30 to 1, and it's just a really fun time to get together with other women and learn how to help ourselves, you know, more professionally and personally.
It's always a lot of fun.
And so for Women in Business, is it a separate membership, or is it just if you're a woman and you're a member of the chamber, you can come?
Right, exactly. Yes.
So pretty easy, pretty straightforward. Yes. Mm-hmm. A lot of events going on. One more time, I know we talked about this a little bit earlier. One more time, if you want to become a member, you're not a member, you should.
Exactly.
And B, how do we do that?
Yeah, so you can just come down to the chamber or give us a call. You can also go online at bartlesville.com. There's an application process on there. And then when you're filling it out, you can give us a call with any questions or anything like that. Come by and see us. And then somebody will also follow up with you, meet with you, and kind of give you a little bit of general meet with you, sit down with you, give you a little bit of an overview. And then we'll do a ribbon cutting for you and get it kicked off.
Absolutely. Have a celebration. Where are you guys located at?
We are at 201 South Keeler, and so we're in the old train depot in downtown.
You can't miss it.
Yeah. No.
Big train outside. Mm-hmm. You can't miss it.
Great place.
Pretty simple forward stuff. Facebooks. You have a Christmas in the Ville Facebook. You have a chamber Facebook as well.
Yes. We do, and it's just the Bartlesville Chamber of Commerce.
All sorts of good things going on there.
Yes.
We're looking forward to it. A lot of events. Appreciate both of you ladies coming this morning. First-ish time on the radio-ish, but everything went well.
Great.
We appreciate you coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
H.G. Weaver said, "Between the great things we cannot do and the little